What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Guard of the Men, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And originally, we had a shot for the day. We were going to toast a pizza place over in Wales. Maybe I'll get to that tomorrow because it is fairly entertaining. Unfortunately, woke up this morning, and the news was not the news I wanted to hear. I was informed. Many of our listeners have been informing us all day. Our favorite Chantix spokesperson, also the person you might know as mobster Henry Hill from Goodfellas, actor Ray Liotta died earlier today at the age of 67. And that sucks.
It does.
I didn't realize how beloved he was as far as not only just fans of his as far as being an actor, but people who worked with him. Typically, you know, somebody has, not that they, you just don't know what to think about somebody who plays the tough guy.
You've never seen him nice. You know what I mean? He's always tough. Even the Chantix commercials, he's
intense. Come across, you know, yeah, exactly. But apparently everyone he worked with loved the guy, from people who were grips and stagehands.
Everybody.
Co-stars to directors to producers. If you read some of the stuff I read on Twitter today, it was like he was the most beloved character on any set. The most beloved person.
In spite of the character you saw, he's probably whacking people, beating the hell out of him. But like,
nice as hell, bought people gifts all the time.
The nicest guy, man. Passed at the age of 67. He had a resurgence with us because of the Chantix commercials. But yeah, man, that's
And he's in one of Mike's favorite movies.
I wish he could have had one more cigarette.
As a smoker for 30 years.
He's the bad guy in Wild Hogs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But just one more cigarette.
Leader of the Del
Fuego. You know that guy loves cigarettes. He smoked his entire life. Like, he died in his sleep. That sucks. But the bottom line is, you just would like to have one cigarette.
If you know,
just one more cigarette before it's all
sick. And he died in the Dominican Republic. He was there filming a movie.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, so cigarettes are cheap there.
To Ray Liotta. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, to please everyone, how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this year game is played.
Sure do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone.
You know, let's go, what's in the butt?
All right there, Justin. Police in North Carolina have arrested a drug trafficker found with 40 bags of heroin, crack, and Percocet pills hidden in his body. Greenville Regional Drug Task Force took one Randall Streeter into custody, along with a passenger, after pulling the car over that he was driving. During the stop, agents seized 150 bags of heroin and $1,200 in it, worth about $1,200, this in addition to other drugs. Total estimated street value of the narcotics found in his body, about $6,800. Anyway, he was charged with heroin trafficking. He is currently in a detention center on $1 million bail. According to police, he's suspected of dealing huge amounts of heroin in Greenville and linked to numerous prostitution cases. So where on his body did this classy sumbitch hide his drugs? Once again, was it the butt? Was it the foreskin? Was it the belly button? Or was it the urethra? Butt, foreskin, belly button, or urethra?
What kind of drugs do you have on him?
He had heroin. He also had crack and Percocet pills.
And what was the weight on those again?
It didn't, let's see, it was... 150 bags of heroin. I'm not sure how much crack and or Percocet pills they also found, but they did find all three drugs on them.
Just on the size, I want to go with the rectum.
Rectum almost killed him, Justin. I have to go with you, man. I can't see where you would put the rest of that stuff.
Unless
he has the biggest penis ever. With the most foreskin. Rumpel foreskin.
Or super fat to fit all in that freaking
belly button. Yeah, and that's possible too.
Belly button's been popular choice with me, but I'm going to flip it up or switch it around and go foreskin.
Foreskin. Rumpel foreskin for Ted. We're going to find out where he hid this stuff.
Foreskin.
Yeah, was it the butt, foreskin, the belly button, or the urethra next?
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our category interior decorating on profile. This North Carolina man was busted with a bunch of drugs on him, but they were hidden inside his body. Bless you. Bless you. $6,800 worth of drugs.
That's correct.
Question is, hidden in the butt, the foreskin, the belly button, or the urethra?
And Justin, that is the very question that we pose to you. Let us start with you and Miles Montgomery.
Oh.
Yeah, you both went with the rectum, which makes sense considering how much contraband my man had on him. Ted, you went the old rumple foreskin.
Yes.
Right, his penis was not that big.
Damn. All right.
Once again, it was the belly button.
It was what? The belly button.
Damn right it was.
You're kidding me. Nah, how fat was this guy?
I don't remember his weight, but it's another giant dude.
The belly button seemed like the safe bet, but I don't know. Miles would go in foreskin, then he didn't. I was like,
I mean, if you go any farther than like you're just the tip of your finger in your belly button, it starts to hurt.
Yeah. Brother's a big dude.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. He's a big, big man.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, throw in James Corden.
Oh, what?
Corden,
yeah.
He's actually had some good shows this week.
So it's not him.
Is he leaving, what, this year or?
Next year. Next summer he's leaving.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been filming stuff in New York and everything. The gym is?
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Miller Lite is introducing a new charcoal infused with Miller Lite called Beer Coal. It's awesome. Now my charcoal and I can get lit at the same time.
Yeah. Fowler.
Smith.
Fallon.
Miller Lite is gearing up for the long weekend with a brand new beer and barbecue combination. Take a look at this.
The American Brewing Company is introducing Miller Lite Beer Coal. It's the first ever Miller Lite infused charcoal.
It's pretty amazing. Now my dad and my charcoal can both get lit at the same time.
Have you guys noticed all the infusion charcoal this year?
No.
I've seen there's a lot more charcoals that are trying to make it kind of like a smoke flavor.
So like chipotle or whatever, whatever the smoke is, kind of. Right. Like three or four different varieties. I'm like, that is this year's thing at the grill.
I'm okay with it.
Sure. Yeah. Nike. I've been struggling all day. I didn't do nothing last night. Laundry. Went to the grocery store. Nike is reportedly leaving Russia permanently. Nike is basically the same thing in Russia, except their slogan is, do it or else.
Be Ted Smith.
Fallon?
That's Fallon.
Nike is reportedly leaving Russia permanently. Yep. Nike is basically the same in Russia, except the slogan is, do it or else.
Let's see. Did you guys see this? A man in Japan has decided to live his life as a dog. More specifically, a lifelike collie costume. Seems like a long way to go to get credit for saving a kid named Timmy.
That's right.
I still can't get over that weirdo.
That is, yeah, man.
Well, the costume was good. It'd be great for Halloween.
Yeah, or if you're making a movie.
No, you show up at the door to the people who invite you over the party. Like, who, dude?
It's me.
It's Carl, man.
What? Dude, let me in.
Holy Christ, a dog.
There's a couple with a busy life. They just got married after a 60-year engagement. 60 years! It's a long time. That explains why one of the gifts on the registry was a new hip.
Myers. Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Hey, I heard about a couple with a busy life who just got married after a 60-year engagement. 60 years. That explains why one of the gifts on the registry was a new hip.
Can you make a gift registry before you set the wedding date?
You probably should.
You can't. I think you just don't send it out to
Correct.
People until you have the date.
Well, so you already know what you want.
I'm just saying, if they've been engaged for 60 years, it would be kind of interesting to see what was originally on the registry.
Everything gets upgraded, like color TV.
It's also amazing to see what people think is an okay range of prices on gifts.
I'm going to go for to get them anything.
So for an example, I had a cousin get married, and I couldn't make the wedding. It was during the COVID. They all decided, hey, we're going to do it anyway. So they did their thing. And my mom, she casually reminded me, hey, you know, you still can go online and buy a gift.
Even if okay.
Okay. Well, I'm a little bit late to the gift buying party. So most of the things now are on the very high end of the spectrum.
Uh-huh. All right.
Or the extremely low and chintzy end of the spectrum. Like, buy me the spatula. Or,
so
buy
what do you do? What's
new
the decision
car?
You make?
Like,
right?
But I was amazed. One of the items was, it's like a grill, rotisserie thing. It was $2,300.
Damn.
And I thought, who in the F is going to buy you? I got mm-hmm. If you want that bad. So the next thing was an order of custom golf clubs that were the same price.
How much was that?
Same price.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, I was like, Bobby, Jesus, man. No. This is not acceptable.
You got on the spatula.
This is, first of all, these two gifts are for you. I don't care if you make right. chicken on that for your goddamn wife.
right.
These two things are for you. They're not a combined gift.
Right, but like Thrill said, you don't have to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to make a list, like I'm going to put some ridiculous stuff up there.
Because somebody might.
And also, like, okay. I feel like in most families, there's somebody in the family that always has to outdo everybody with the gifts.
That's what you're hoping.
Yeah, that's why you put it on there.
You don't expect people to buy it, but you know the person who's going to be like, you know what,
yep.
I'm going to get them this
one
special
right.
thing.
If you're going to go fishing, you hope to get a big fish.
Yes.
I understand. It's just amazing to see that's like something that someone would think that would be an acceptable
right,
gift.
But they had other stuff on there.
Right.
They was just already purchased.
There's a difference between expectation right, yes. and wish list.
Right. Those are the things that were moderately priced. I just missed out.
Like my son, for Christmas, he wanted a Tesla. He doesn't drive. He's too young to drive. It's a brand new car. And guess what he did not get for Christmas? A Tesla.
Tesla. Ellen DeGeneres show that's ending. That actually ended today. Now, Oprah gave her some advice. We'll see if Ellen actually listens to it.
Uh-oh.
The advice she gave her was take a year off, no matter what. It's kind of funny coming from Oprah because, ironically, Oprah didn't take her own advice when her show ended, but Ellen's going to try.
But maybe that's why you take her advice, like, hey, take the year off because I didn't. The difference is, you know, Oprah didn't, quote-unquote, leave on bad terms as it was. Like, she left because she wanted to be done.
It was her time.
As opposed to, things aren't looking so good. The company kind of leans on you a little bit to get out of there, you know. But I would agree with Oprah on this. Like, you need to take a year off. Because you're leaving with a bad taste in your mouth. The good news is it's the United States and every shiny object will distract us. So if you come back in 12 months, right, basically no harm, no foul. Where Oprah, it's like she left, people were upset. You know, because she was Oprah's.
Wendy Williams has been off the air for
a year. But Oprah's just telling her, like, look, you're going to work again. Like, just take your off.
Yeah,
so I'm saying, like, Oprah should have. I was going to say. And then also last night, we were talking about earlier today, so I watched the new David Letterman, or it's not new, but the new season of David Letterman's show.
First ones I watched last night as well.
Right, on Netflix. So I watched the one with him and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. One funny thing, kind of going back to this advice, I found it kind of amazing that David Letterman was like, hey, when you're playing, like, is it super intense? Is it the most important? And he's like, Kevin Durant's very quiet, very kind of reserved.
Yeah.
He's like, it is this and that. And he's like, is it all you think about? And he's like, yeah, like this. And Letterman was like, oh man, like sometimes when I look back, I should have done done more. I had time. I just was so obsessed with work. I thought it was the most important thing. He's like, I don't think it's that important. And Kevin Durant goes, well, I thought it was important. And then he goes, why is mine important? He's like, well, you're a star and this and that, you know, basketball star. And he's like, and I like Kevin Durant looks at him and goes, man, I play a kid's game for a living.
Right.
So it's just weird to see like a guy like Letterman be
different
like,
perspectives.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, it's inevitable you'll say that, and it's funny. Howard Stern was on Letterman. It's only a few years ago at this point. And at one point, Stern and David Letterman both worked in the same building.
All right.
All right. So David Letterman had brought up to Stern. He said, look, man, there are a couple times I tried to greet you in the hallway, and you were never rude to me. You recognized I was David Letterman, but, you know, just a little short on time. And Howard Stern said, man, I actually want to apologize about that. And again, it's these older guys looking back. He goes, at the time that we're working in the same building, the most important thing to me was the Howard Stern show because it's blowing up. Right? Then to hear David Letterman say, it's like, right, you're one of the very few people to host a late night talk show. It has to be that important to you at the time. Otherwise, you don't have the gig. And they're right. When you get older, certainly you go back like, man, I could have done other things. And you're right. But understand, you would not have been as successful at this particular thing, right? Doesn't justify it, but it's like, man, either you're 100% committed to that stuff or someone else takes your place, right? To be on the level Stern was, being on the level David Letterman was, like, man, what you guys do is so few and far between. So few people do what you do on that level. If you're not 100% in, there's no chance. But I do get it. When you get older, you go, man, I could have done
well,
this.
And Letterman like, was saying it too. He just thought it was so important. That's why I kind of like Kevin Durant's answer was like, yeah, like it's important to me.
Right.
But it's like, I play a kid's game.
Sure.
And I think that's part of it too. Again, there's different factions of people, right? Because I know some people that are super successful, but like they still, I don't know. They don't put that kind of weight on it. Like Letterman legit almost looked like he felt bad about it.
Sure. No doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
No doubt about it.
And then, and it's also interesting, Kevin Durant. Now look, I love Kevin Durant. He's from PG County. We are from different parts of PG County. Let me put that out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he is just a quiet, reserved guy. And then they even asked him about Twitter and stuff. And Kevin Durant, like, I grew up with some people like this. Like, he's not mean. He just doesn't smile a lot. And he thinks about
it. He doesn't look happy.
Right. But he's not unhappy.
Right.
He's just that's just kind of his demeanor. Like, you're not going to see him smile a lot. And when he tells jokes, like, even Letterman a couple times looked uncomfortable. And then Kevin Durant would kind of crack a smile and be like, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm joking, man.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I had never watched David Letterman's show either, but I'd come inside from smoking. My wife's watching, well, David Letterman, as he's talking to Billie Eilish, right? And our like, last 5 minutes of her interview, fine, whatever. He's a very good interviewer, so he asked the right questions. Then after that was Cardi B. I'm 1,000% indifferent to Cardi B. After watching her with David Letterman, I'm like, she's awesome. I'll still never buy an album, still hate her music, but she is a human being.
WAP like, is a wonderful
She's
song.
Cool. He asked her about that.
Well, sure he did.
And she kind of laughed. She said, man, it's just because of the name. She goes, look, man, when I was growing up, as far as hip-hop goes, and she rattled off a couple of names, she goes, you know, times were different then. Read some of the lyrics that they had. Because she goes, I just put the name on it, but it's not a quote-unquote freaky song. She's like, you want to see some freaky S. And that's just how she talked to him. She's like, you got to listen to some of these other guys. It's just, at the time, nobody cared, you know? Because it was dudes singing it. And she's like, but as a chick, if I'm going to celebrate my vagina, it's an issue. But she goes, man, it's not a freaky song. It's just a blatant song. She goes, man, there are some songs I grew up with. She's like my mama would roll into my room like, turn this ass off now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, not because they were cussing, but because of the way
content.
They did. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that's a good point, man. You start thinking back to stuff you heard in the 80s and 90s. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, she's right. They just didn't make the name blatant, but yeah, everything they said.
Well, and Letterman, my next guest needs no introduction. It's the name of the show.
Yes.
The other thing, too, that I kind of like, it kind of makes him seem a little more human. And then, like, Kevin Durant, like, we always hear athletes are people. It's just so tough. And part of that, look, I'm a massive sports fan. And again, this is one of those things, have I gotten older, it's been easier to deal with. But it is just tough with athletes. You're just so used to, like, you know, hanging on how they perform and this and that, that you forget, like, that's still a dude, you know, it's still a human being.
Sure.
He's just super famous, makes millions of dollars. I also thought it was
based
funny.
On his physical ability, though.
Right. That asked, Letterman asked him, like, how much longer are you going to play? Or, like, he's like, well, I want to play as long as I can. Like, I'm doing other stuff, but, like, these, I don't get these same checks if I'm not playing in the NBA. Right. Because he has his own production company and this and that. And they played shuffleboard.
They play shuffleboard.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
It is. Well, they tried to play like pig or something, but like,
come on.
That's too easy, right? Kevin Durant, right? He can just walk around any spot on the court and just start.
He's got to be left-handed or something behind his back with blindfolded.
He'd have to be blindfolded and non-dominant.
Left-handed.
And he would still beat us.
Yeah. Also, Kevin Durant, I'm sure a lot of people saw this. He's a big proponent of marijuana. He
was always has been.
Yeah, smoked this morning. He's like, I'm high now.
Nice.
Also, he's a guy that didn't start till he, like, in his early 20s. That's when the best stoners start.
Is that right?
They're all from PG County.
It's the PG County way, bro.
If you're from PG
County. Well, no, trust me. I knew plenty of people.
You smoke sherms and you're working up the marijuana to calm the hell down because you're naked and run through the streets.
We got rid of the PCP and just pure weed now.
Exactly. We're just going back to basics. Yeah.
Right.
PG.
I will say this. I knew some guys in high school. Yeah, either way. I just did not. I tried it. I just didn't really care for it until I moved to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And generally, I would have to be hammered already, try it.
And that's the worst time.
And you just puke your brains out.
That's the worst time, yeah.
It is.
Oh, it is. No, it is. It's terrible. I would never recommend that.
You would never recommend that to anybody.
Never do that to somebody.
Every time we do it, it's a waste.
Exactly. Don't smoke sherms, kid.
I've been talking about it. Like, look, Golden State's playing Dallas tonight in basketball. I want to tell you to watch it. I kind of want to tell you don't. More importantly, watch the NHL playoffs.
Yeah. Apparently, that's the place to go.
Yeah. It is. And I don't know if it's because the NBA is playing like back to back. They're not giving them more like two nights off in a row. But these series, it's just like it's each game just seems more lopsided than the other. The NHL is on fire. The Blues came back last night. Tonight you got the Battle of Alberta.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
In Calgary. Oh, you do. And they are, it means so much in that
conference.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
It is unbelievable. But yeah, I'm going to watch that. And then other than that, maybe watch another episode of Dave Letterman.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. Spirit Airlines leaves 200 stranded in an airport but offers them a rental car so they can drive home.
Given that it's Spirit, I'd take the rental car.
Man in Scotland receives world's first double hand transplant. And once again now can use a comb. It's Canada, where amusement park riders are stuck for 25 minutes when a huge storm rolls in. Florida man who breaks into restaurant shows cops where his hands have been. That's not good, because he's naked. And Taco Bell postpones the production of Mexican Pizza, the musical. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we have some bad news concerning Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza, for those of you that didn't listen to Miles' little poem there. The menu item made its exit back in 2020 as the company decided to help streamline their more popular products. Apparently, the Mexican pizza was not popular enough, but after outrage on the internet, they finally decided to bring it back. And that was the storyline that was going to be used in the new Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza, the musical.
Is this a real thing?
Yes. Starring Doja Cat and Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Do we know what this was about?
Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
Who cares? It's a Mexican pizza, Doja Cat, and Dolly Parton.
Bam!
Already in.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It says review.
That's the
Trinity. What is it about? Who cares, goddammit?
Who cares? It's two beautiful women talking about a food product you love.
You bet. Oh, it needs some fire sauce.
Yeah.
Do you like the fire sauce?
I do like the fire sauce.
I like the fire sauce.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not bad.
Honestly,
it's,
I have tried.
It's not too much.
No. And the thing is that I taste it next to the hot sauce. The fire has a better taste than
the hot sauce.
Well,
I agree.
The hot sauce.
It's not about the spice to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
but I still think Taco Bell, flavor-wise, those sauces are some of the best.
Yes.
If you're going for heat, yeah, go fire. But
sure.
I still like the hot sauce. I still like the mild.
Right.
It just still has a good flavor to it. It's good to cook with, believe it or not.
Right. If you just want to be the toughest with the heat, go for the Diablo sauce. But honestly, I legitimately think, taste-wise, the fire sauce is the best.
I agree. 1,000%, man.
And I'm being the nerd here, but the guy that invented Taco Bell, that was his whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
He wanted tacos that Americans
made.
Foods that built America, Mike.
Right.
History Channel.
He wanted to be as plain as it could be, like, oh, Americans
made
this.
By the way, since I've learned, they also have the toys that built America.
There you go.
The machines that built America. They have a whole built series on History Channel.
I'm just working on food.
I'm loving it, man.
Yes, they do.
I'm two episodes deep, and they're fascinating. I want to keep watching it.
It really is a crazy show. You don't think you want to watch it, and you're right. You don't want to, and then it starts, and you are sucked in, and you will not watch it.
Right.
Information is power.
They do a great job of dramatizing everything that happens. Like, oh, shoot, what's Host going to do?
That Dave Thomas. My man.
Oh, man, the Colonel.
I don't know
what's coming up, but there's all kinds of scandal that goes on with Colonel Sanders, man. I am in on what is happening.
He got a shootout.
Yes, I know. The Colonel.
Are you being for real?
Yes. Like, he went OK Corral with his crap.
Damn.
Like, I am so ready for this.
Finger licking good, bitch.
Unfortunately, sad news about Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza, the musical. The musical has been postponed, so now we won't get it when we were originally slated to.
All right,
when
I thought
were we supposed to get this?
That's a good question.
Oh, that was going to be winter of 2023.
So it's not off. It's just postponed.
Correct.
Thank
well,
God.
Doge Cat is having surgery.
You know what's good about that, though?
Jesus.
It forces Taco Bell to keep their Mexican pizza on the menu longer.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Plus side.
Silver lining.
It's going to be better than any other musical.
Yes.
Musicals suck.
Because it's about...
Because it's about Mexican pizza.
Taco Bell's Mexican pizza with Dolly Parton and Doja Cat.
It's not about stupid...
There's a lot of easy
beef
on the
or
eyes.
No beef.
It's not about Oklahoma or some stuff that people don't care about.
Bitch, I'm a Mexican
I'm
pizza.
I'm my beans. I'm
if
a pizza.
If you were rich, man, you're not.
It's still really good to eat,
Well, Miles, it's tradition.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out of musical jokes.
I had to dig deep in my lexicon to come up with something that is Mexican.
Tell
but
me
here
about,
is the pizza.
Tell me about the beef. It's lean, it's lean, it's lean. In other news, a restaurant in the UK was forced to call authorities.
Pizza's in the sun.
Get some sour cream. That is what
For
I
For people
need.
Who don't like musicals, you sure know a whole lot about them.
Order 925. A restaurant in the UK was forced to call authorities due to an unhappy customer. The man was out with his mother at the restaurant when they ordered a plate of their Chipotle beef chili top chips.
All right.
Fries for us here in the in America. But the customer became incensed when they didn't have as much cheese sauce as he believed that they advertised.
To the point that the store needed to call the cops.
Right. This on top of some other menu items that they weren't satisfied with prompted the restaurant to offer a complete refund of their order. But this wasn't enough for the customers.
I was going to say, why is this news, though?
So they continued to make a scene until the police had to be called. They just sat there to finally was like, no, make me my fries.
They're Congratulations, like, you're famous.
Their argument was like, our cook's too tired to cook your meal again.
Probably, he probably is. He's probably tired of dealing with your crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him another bump of cocaine. He's got some in his pocket.
That was in England?
Yeah.
I'm impressed they have anything Chipotle spiced.
I know, right? I know.
This is exotic food, too.
Yeah, it is.
A man in Scotland was the first to receive an interesting transplant. More than a decade ago, the man got a terrible case of scleroderma in his hands, an autoimmune condition that causes the tightening of the skin, which eventually left him without the use of his hands. The story said, basically, that it tightens the skin so much to where his fingers started to curl up until they were in a fist and he couldn't open his hands anymore.
Damn.
Like, that's how bad this crap is, right? He went to doctors who made him the first to receive a double hand transplant, and he says that he has a new lease on life thanks to it.
Yeah, man. If you can use your hands and you have not been able to, I can see that.
Right. Exactly. A man in Florida was arrested for trespassing in a Mexican restaurant at 2 in the morning. But he's got a good reason. The man had tripped the silent alarm early in the morning at the restaurant, and officers found him seated in an area near the outside bar. With his pants open and his genitals exposed, of course.
Well, that's how you break into Mexican restaurants, yeah.
When question, got your Chipotle pepper.
Yeah.
But you wrap it in a tortilla. And a layer of refried beans. Then a hard shell.
Throw some of that rice on top. When questioned as to why he was there, he told officers that he was cleansing himself spiritually and doing a chant.
Despite the
crunch wrap.
Officers arrested
him. I'm chanting.
So if your headlines are the fuck out.
Hey, Men's Room Happy Hour is up next, exclusively on the Odyssey app. We'll see you for Dirty Big Dummy. Grab a pen and paper.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.